This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Delighted to be able to welcome you to the London Aquatic Centre, of course, host to those iconic moments from the London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
We are Aquatics GB.
It's much more than a new name. British swimming is changing to Aquatics GB to better represent the whole of the sport and what the organisation does. I'm Michael.
And I'm John, and we're at the London Aquatic Centre for another special episode of the podcast with British Swimming. Sorry, Aquatics GB.
What a year to do it. Olympic year, new name. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, I'm just so used to saying British Swimming, but Aquatics GB, Aquatics GB, Aquatics GB.
It's already one of the most successful British sports in the Olympics and Paralympics. But coming up, we'll hear about the new name and the new brand identity, Aquatics GB.
And a new era of ambition and unity, both in and out of the water, starting here next week at the first ever fully integrated Olympic and Paralympic swimming trials. More on that to come.
Thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated listening to me.
This is Anything But Footy with Aquatics GB.
It's brilliant to hear that British swimming is now becoming Aquatics GB. It'll be the first time uniting all the disciplines under one name, which is really, really exciting. And next week, the first fully integrated British Championships is a fantastic way to kick it off. And what a year to do it. Olympic year, new name, new branding. It's really, really exciting.
That's Olympic champion Tom Dean. So with unprecedented success in swimming, para swimming, diving, artistic swimming and water polo, the time is right to change, according to Aquatics GB CEO Drew Barrand.
We're moving from British Swimming to Aquatics GB, and we're unveiling a whole new identity and strategy that's going to take us forward for the sport. And really, this is all about bringing the sports together. Obviously, there are lots of different aquatic disciplines that we're responsible for: swimming, paraswimming, diving, artistic swimming, water polo. And really, there's so much shared knowledge and shared learning that we can apply across all of those disciplines. And our job is to grow them all. Clearly, they're at different stages of their development in terms of volume of participation and at the elite performance end in terms of consistently and regularly competing on the world stage, but our job is to obviously try and improve that and increase the delivery. And to be honest with you, that's one of the biggest reasons why we wanted to bring it all together, is to really show everybody that there's such a variety of different opportunity in aquatic sport, and that we are so successful at the very top end across all of those different disciplines. And by bringing it all together, we can really take it on to the next stage and move our sport forward.
As you say, names matter, so it's Aquatics GB, not GB Aquatics.
Yes, we very much wanted to lead with the sport, because that's really the message that we're trying to get out there, is that we are a collection of sports under one banner. So it felt right to go with Aquatics first. Obviously, there's a leaning slightly into Team GB. We understand the Olympics and Paralympics are obviously the pinnacle of our sport for a lot of our athletes. And so there's a nice segue into that kind of brand name. So it kind of worked for all different bases. And obviously, as you can see from the identity today, we're really bringing it to life in a modern and relevant way.
And the time is right for change.
Yes, absolutely. I think if you don't change and you don't evolve, then you can move backwards quite quickly. And I think our sport has been quite traditional in the way that it's presented itself to people, not least of which in terms of developing a fan base and an audience who want to engage and want to follow. We know there's around about 15, 16 million people in the UK who would consider themselves to be a fan of aquatic sports, but we need to serve up them an opportunity to engage with the sport in a better and more modern way. Hence why we've kind of moved into this new world of the new brand, and that will give us a platform to tell our story better and really kind of excite people, because that's really what we're here for.
And it can help commercially, one assumes.
Absolutely. You know, so from a commercial perspective, we want to attract more investment, we want to attract more broadcasting, we want to attract more media footprint. And to do that, you actually need to present a sport in a modern way to basically attract all those eyeballs. It's competitive out there. We're up against not just other sports, but gaming, social media, all of these different things that are demands on people's time. And unless you actually put your foot forward and go forward with like a modern and relevant feel that's going to hook people in, it's going to be really challenging. So we're really happy that we were able to take this step, and we're looking forward to what it's going to do in terms of growing our audience.
And a unique proposition next week, the first ever joint Olympic and Paralympic British trials.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing that we managed to pull together. I mean, treating our able-bodied athletes and our para athletes on the same breadth as they deserve to be is a really important signal for us. I also think there's a bit of variety of products out there. So when we have, obviously we're stood here in the London Aquatic Centre, next week it's looking very much like it's going to be a full house. We've got TV coverage from both BBC and Channel 4. So there's lots of opportunity to promote our sport next week. And what better way of doing it by integrating the schedules and really pushing both of those disciplines in the same breadth.
We talked about it being the right time for change. Tokyo was the most successful Olympics ever for the British swimming team. Is it a case, and divers, and now artistic swimming, as you mentioned as well, is it a case that you can just collate all the medals in one place?
I think it was already working like that, to be perfectly honest with you. But I think what it does show is show the breadth of the depth of capability that we've got across those disciplines. As I said, they're at different stages of their development. But to be able to get on a podium across all of, you know, certainly the vast majority of those disciplines is a fantastic sort of testament to the hard work of everybody that's working, not just in our organisation, but the whole aquatic system, to develop those athletes, to develop and create those inspirational moments. And I think, yes, absolutely. Clearly, we had a great Games in Tokyo. We've got a big summer coming up. And fingers crossed, you know, this is all about forward momentum for the whole sport.
Aquatics GB CEO Drew Barrand. The change of name really kickstarts the countdown that sees Britain's top-level athletes going for glory at Paris 2024. One of them will be Paralympic, World, Commonwealth and European champion Alice Tai.
It's kind of really cool to be part of a rebrand, especially one that is so inclusive of all the disciplines. I feel like British swimming very much favoured swimming, you know, given the name. But there's been leaps and bounds in all the other aspects of aquatic sport in this country. And I feel like Aquatics GB gives everyone something to be super proud of and brings everything together.
And one of the big first events for the first time ever is Olympic and Paralympic trials at the same time here at the London Aquatic Centre.
Yeah, that's huge. Plus it's been broadcast on TV, which is insane, you know. I grew up not watching swimming on TV unless it was Olympics or Paralympics, and Paralympics only as of 2012 really. So to have, you know, to have this event streamed on TV is crazy, and I really hope that younger swimmers tune in and draw inspiration from it, because I'd have loved this when I was younger. I'd have been sat in front of the TV glued to it, and my parents would have been like, Alice, you need to do your homework, and I would have been like, go away, I'm watching the swimming. So yeah, it's really cool. I love that it's integrated. I love that it just gives a platform for, you know, elite swimmers, para swimming and swimming to be together and to learn from each other. And also I think it's great for the crowd, you know. I think a lot of people still don't fully understand para swimming or how great we are in para swimming in this country. So it will be really cool for, you know, new people to learn about the sport, and hopefully they'll come on the para swimming journey and watch the Paralympics, and, you know, the more the merrier.
And what a venue, and a venue that you love, with 7 gold medals in 2019 here.
Yeah, it's not a bad venue to be returning to. The 7 golds at Worlds in 2019 was still, I think about it and I still can't fully comprehend it. I was talking to my coach about it and he was like, I thought you were going to die off more at the end of the week, but then I didn't, so he was pretty impressed. But yeah, it's really nice to be back. It's not too far from where I live, so it's really nice. It's fairly local, as I said. But yeah, lots of really good memories. I'm really excited to see all the branding that goes up and all of the decorations with the new Aquatics GB vibe and feel to it. It's going to be really cool.
It'd be amazing with a full house, hopefully, most nights as well. And that strength in depth, particularly in the women's side for Paralympics swimming.
There's the female para swimming is in this country is super, super strong. And I think one of the things that people don't realise about para swimming is that the finals and the finals here will be integrated classification. So it's done on points of how close you are to the world records for your individual classification. So in a really, really good scenario, there could be like 3 world records broken in one final.
And finally, how are you and form ahead of the trials and then obviously Paris from there on?
Good question. I've had a bit of a rough season. I have had issues with my ulnar nerves, which is what kept me out of Tokyo. So I had to have a steroid injection at the very start of the season. So I only really got back into training in December. And then I've had issues with both my grandparents this year. So that's taken quite a lot of toll on training because my family's all up in Liverpool. And then I had an infection in my stump. So that kept me out of the pool as well. So I've really only been back for about a month. But I raced in Italy and I swam really well. My coach literally was like, I don't know what's going on. These are really good times for where you're at. I swam like a 1:10.3 in my 100 back, which he wanted me to do kind of like the competition before Paris and then go sub 110 in Paris. But I think I'll probably go sub 110 at trials at this rate, which would be really nice. That will, you know, my world record is 108.04, so as close to that would be fab. We'll see. I think maybe save that for Paris, but I'd love to go 109 and get closer to that next week.
Alice Tye speaking to John, and good luck to her next week at the British Championships. More on that to come.
For the second panel session, we're going to invite some of the athletes and management from each of the sports to the
But stage. First, three of the five aquatics disciplines Aquatics GB brings together are diving, artistic swimming, or synchronized swimming in old money, and water polo.
I'm Lanji Tomlin, I'm an artistic swimmer. I love the name change because it's more inclusive with all the sports aquatic disciplines.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rogers and I'm the current captain of the GB women's water polo team. I think it's really, really important. People always ask me what events I'm swimming and it's quite awkward, but all important. We're on different stages of development, but it's really important to be included.
Hello, my name is Carl Kattari. I'm a British diver competing in the men's 10 metre individual event. Something we've been crying out for is a brand which is universally recognised, something which countries see and just go, that's our competitor. I used to get stopped on the train. It's like, oh, so you're a swimmer? And I was like, oh, not again. For some reason, people always make that mistake. I'm like, the sports can be any further apart. I can just about swim to the side. That's about it.
Aquatics GB revealed a stat that nearly 20% of the medals won by Team GB at the Tokyo Olympics were aquatic medals. How much would you like to be a part of that in Paris?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a real testament to the talent of coaches and support staff and the knowledge that we have within each of the disciplines. Also, the funding really makes a big difference. And obviously, you know, that's a big thing is if we continue to fund the sports in the right way and put our money in the right places, then we'll continue to, I think, up that percentage.
Like really the senior squad got started like 2.5 years ago, or there was a discussion and then there was like slow little tournaments we were entering, and now the momentum's really built up, and definitely under a new umbrella that is inclusive and supportive of us, I think there is definitely a lot of potential for sure. We were 2 spots off qualifying this year, so yeah, no, it's definitely something that we should have in the books for like a few years' time.
Definitely on the up, thanks to Kate and Iz especially, you know, winning the silver and the bronze is just phenomenal stuff that they're doing. Really like putting GB on the map for, you know, GB as a sport, but GB also as artistic swimming as well. Getting the, like, the Team GB kit and seeing all the other sports, having all the sports in our hotels as well, it's definitely very nice to see. Makes me more and more excited to, you know, one day get at the Olympic Games.
That's Lanji Tomlin, who won a European Games medal last summer for Team GB. Kathy Rogers, the British women's water polo captain, who qualified for the World Championships for the first time in 10 years, and Kyle Kattari, the double European diving champion, who also highlighted the importance of national lottery funding in helping Aquatics GB teams in their ongoing journeys.
As we've been hearing, the new Aquatics GB Swimming Championships ahead of Paris 2024 will have, for the very first time, a fully integrated para-swimming and swimming schedule across both heats and final sessions, and it takes place from April 2nd to the 7th at the London Aquatics Centre. Here's Aquatics GB Performance Director, Chris Spice.
When I took the job on after we merged, and I'm now the PD across all the disciplines, one of the first things we wanted to do was look at how we could get an integrated trials between Paralympics and Olympics. And it's great we've been able to deliver it. It's happened all, not last minute, but a lot of thought had to go into it just around logistics and how we're going to manage it. But really excited to see it. It's something that, yeah, we really wanted to do as soon as the new department came up with the merger.
And the national championships back in London as well for the first time in a long while.
Yeah, really excited. It's a great pool here. Everyone loves coming and swimming in London. And of course, you can't get a bigger year than Olympic and Paralympic year. So much to play for. We've got incredible depth in a number of events that we've been building over the last few years. So we're really excited. There's going to be some cracking races.
There are still some tickets available if people want to come along. What should they be looking out for?
Well, the thing about our depth now is there's a lot of great races across every day almost. So each evening in the finals particularly, there'll be four or five athletes going for two spots, or there'll be six or seven athletes going for four relay spots. There's just so much on the line every night. So if you are out there, then please get in and come and watch some great racing.
And one of them is, of course, the men's 200 metre freestyle. We've got the world champion, we've got the Olympic champion, we've got others who are part of an amazing relay squad. Do you have to pick the team?
Unfortunately, yes, is the answer. Look, that race is going to be something special. There'll be five Olympic champions in that race, and there'll be people that are young and up and coming that'll be pushing them. So that final, it'll be hard enough to get into the final of eight, but then the eight are swimming for probably five or six places in a medal, in a relay that can win a gold medal, as well as the individual places that'll be up for grabs. So incredible depth in our 200 free on the men's side at the minute. And yeah, we'd love to, the women are coming, but if we can get to that same level of depth on the women's side as well, we'll be really, really humming.
And on that final question, does it show the strength of depth of British swimming, now Aquatics GB, because when we were here in 2012, we weren't quite as strong?
Yeah, we've done a lot of work in the last 10 years, certainly when I took over in 2013, around building belief and about building a program that athletes could really had to fight to get part of. So we raised the standard of selection, made it difficult to get selected, and they responded brilliantly. And then we spent a lot of time working with the coaches about how to get a performance on the day, which is quite different to the swimming training that they do every day in their home environment. So how do we actually use our arena skills so that when they are standing on the block, they're ready to go, they're ready to race, and they're race hardened. So we've got a blueprint now that we think works for us. It's very much our own British style. It's what we've come to, I guess, develop, and the athletes have really bought into it. So we're in good shape. So we're really excited about next week.
Stuff. I've got a little note here. Ask Chris how many medals we're going to win in Paris. Do you want to answer that, or maybe just how excited you are about the potential from those games?
My stock standard answer to that is we don't plan to go backwards. But that's as much as you're going to get out of me.
Amazing stuff. Thank you to all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together.
So day one of the Aquatics GB Swimming Championships is next Tuesday. Places in Paris up for grabs. Tickets are still available. Check out the Aquatics GB website, and there's live coverage across BBC Sport and Channel 4. So welcome, Aquatics GB.
A big moment in the history of aquatics in this country, as the new name reflects the real sporting variety of this unique national governing body.
Find out more by following Aquatics GB on social media and the website. This has been a special edition of the podcast from the London Aquatics Centre with Aquatics GB.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.